You're listening to SBS News.
On Friday night in Sydney, some of the biggest names in rugby league are coming together to put on the boxing gloves and try and settle a few old scores and see who's the best in the ring. Former Kangaroos and Queensland centre Justin Hodges is having his first ever fight, hoping to get the better of another Queenslander, Rob Barron. It's a very different environment from what Hodges was used to with the Brisbane Broncos, where he could rely on his teammates to help if he was off his game. The 36-year-old says as long as he finds enough time away from his coaching duties with Queensland, he's happy to consider a few more fights.
My body's feeling a little bit better now since I've retired. You know, I've had a lot of operations and putting the body back together. So it's just one fight at a time and finding the time to train too. You know, like, you know, when you play rugby league, you can rely on other blokes when you're not feeling well. But, you know, when you step in the ring, if you haven't done your work and the other bloke has, well, then you're going to get found out. And that's something that I've learned. So just making sure I've got the time to put the work in, then I'll be happy to have some more fights.
The headline fight on the card is an all NRL affair with Cronulla's Paul Gallen going up against former Manly Sea Eagles forward John Hopewate. And Costa Zoo's son Tim is looking to extend his undefeated record to 12 when he fights English fighter Denton Vassell for the WBA Oceania Super Welterweight title. There's a huge A-League clash in Melbourne this weekend when the top two meet at 5pm on Sunday. Leaders Perth Glory and second place Melbourne Victory, who are 4 points off the lead, go head-to-head. Before that clash, the women take centre stage when Melbourne Victory also takes on Perth in the W League semi-final. Victory striker and captain Natasha Dowie has played around the world, including back in her native England with Liverpool. She says going into the semi-final as minor premiers is one of her proudest achievements in football.
To have won the league with this group of players and this club is definitely probably one of the biggest special moments of my career. Liverpool's my club that I support, and I was lucky enough to win the league with them, to get the dub with them, but this definitely is up there with them. You know, Victory is my club now as well. This feels like home to me, so yeah, it's definitely very special.
And you can see live action of Melbourne Victory's semi-final against Perth Glory on SBS Viceland. Coverage begins on Sunday at 1:30pm Eastern Daylight Time. SBS also has live English Premier League football on this weekend, with Huddersfield's clash with Arsenal being shown from 1:30am on Sunday morning. Probably the biggest game of the weekend sees top club Manchester City welcome fourth place Chelsea at 3am on Monday morning. City manager Pep Guardiola's side went top of the table with a win at Everton on Thursday morning, and he says playing an important game so soon after that match is difficult. Guardiola believes Chelsea's extra lead in time will be to its advantage.
Chelsea is an exceptional team with 7 days to prepare that game, and we will try. We have to prepare well. But of course it's a real final for us, I think so, this weekend. If we are able to take these points, we are going to make a huge step forward.
There are 6 Big Bash teams still in contention for the 4 final spots as the Test Stars rejoin the competition this weekend. Leaders Hobart look certain to host a home final, but just 5 points separates the second place Sydney Sixers and Brisbane Heat in 6th spot. It seemed an unlikely scenario for the Heat to make the finals just a couple of games ago, but in what could be New Zealand star Brendan McCullum's farewell match on Friday night, a win against the Melbourne Stars will give Brisbane the chance to do so. The Heat will be relying on other results to go their way to make it and prolong McCullum's Big Bash career a little longer. In the AFLW this weekend, the Greater Western Sydney Giants kick off round 2 of the season, determined to bounce back from the disappointment of last weekend's 2-point loss to Brisbane. GWS host the North Melbourne side on Friday, which began its season with a 36-point win over Carlton. Giants captain Alicia Eva says they'll need to step up to get the better of the new franchise.
Quality opposition. We know that they have quality players, and there's that added, I guess, they're the new team in the competition this year, 1 of 2. So they'll come up here feeling pretty confident after the way they played on the weekend. But like I said, we've reviewed and we'll go over what they did really well last weekend, and then we'll look to nullify that.
Just like North Melbourne, the other new team in the competition, the Geelong Cats, also started their season with a win, and they'll take on the Western Bulldogs on Saturday evening in round 2. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.